Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In a move the White House and critics contend is nothing more than a political stunt, two Republican governors have flown or bussed migrants from their states to wealthy Democratic enclaves. They say they want to make a point about the burden imposed by illegal immigration. A group of mostly Venezuelan migrants was flown to Martha's Vineyard from San Antonio by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And as we hear from NPR's Joel Rose, another group was bussed from Texas to Washington, D.C.
For months, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the state to pay for charter buses in order to move migrants from the border to cities in the north, including Washington, D.C., New York, and now Chicago. And just this morning, two of those buses dropped off about 100 migrants near the official residence of the vice president in D.C. As for timing, I would point out that both Governors Abbott and DeSantis are both running for re-election, and these tactics get a lot of attention, particularly on Fox News and right-wing media. But these governors say they're calling attention to a real border security issue.
NPR's Joel Rose reporting. The White House announced new initiatives today to boost wind energy. NPR's Laura Benshoff reports this time it is a new technology called floating offshore wind.
The U.S. government will spend nearly $50 million to boost the floating offshore wind industry. White House National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy says picture offshore oil and gas rigs, but for wind.
Floating offshore wind will let us build in deep water areas where turbines can't be secured directly to the seafloor, but where there are strong winds that we can now harness.
There are just a handful of these turbines in the world now, off the coast of Europe. The White House has set a goal of installing 15 gigawatts of floating offshore wind capacity by 2035, looking at areas off the West Coast as well as in the Gulf of Maine. Laura Benshoff, NPR News.
Worries about inflation keep driving mortgage rates higher. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, rates are now higher than they've been since 2008.
The weekly average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is now above 6%. That's according to the government-backed mortgage firm Freddie Mac. The rates for homeowners are driven largely by where markets think inflation is headed. Mortgage rates had been up around 6% back in June, then fell down to around 5% as inflation worries ebbed. But with a report out this week showing inflation is still stubbornly staying higher than most economists predicted, mortgage rates are headed higher again. Many homebuyers are hoping they go back down before too long, since the higher rates add hundreds of dollars to the monthly payment to buy a typical house. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Federal Judge Raymond Deary has been tapped to serve as special master to review documents seized from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. A judge in Florida denying the Justice Department's request to stay the order which prohibits the DOJ from using materials seized for their criminal pose pending the review. This is NPR. President Biden says he will meet tomorrow with the families of WNBA star Brittany Griner and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, both of whom are being held in Russia. The meeting is said to be the first in-person encounter between the president and the families, as so far unsuccessful efforts to secure the Americans' release continues. The administration back in July said it had made substantial proposal to get them home, but Russia has not yet agreed to the terms of any deal. A new study from Nielsen finds Latino viewers not only love to watch shows on streaming platforms, but they also influence which are the most popular. More from NPR's Mandalito Barco.
The Nielsen study looked at 530 streaming shows and found nearly half of those considered the most bingeable had Latinos in front of and behind the cameras as writers, directors, and producers.
I think that's a really important marker for how Latinos are influencing America's most watchable entertainment.
Stacey De Armas, a senior vice president at Nielsen, said Latino-led content attracted new viewers to streaming platforms, and then they stayed to watch other shows.
So it becomes a business case for media companies that are looking to acquire content.
De Armas says among the most popular recent shows for Latino viewers, The Gordita Chronicles and Only Murders in the Building. Mandalita El Barco, NPR News.
Stocks resumed their downward slide following a brief respite yesterday after a huge sell-off to begin the week. The Dow dropped 173 points to 30,961. The Nasdaq was down 167 points. The S&P 500 fell 44 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.